If this whole Yes Rock Band thing doesn't work out, Rick Wakeman could be a comedian.
1029 The Whale Rock Gossip.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony. Dude was funny. He was talking about, we'll skip the stuff about his prostate, which I'm sure was funny, but probably inappropriate here. And let's find out about his early days.
Less than half a mile away from this very building was where I had my very first meaningful sexual experience. No, it wasn't very good. Never is when you're on your own.
And then he talked about his dad.
I would like to thank, apart from all the guys in Yes that I worked with, my father, who played a massive part in my musical career. My father was an Elvis impersonator. Well, there wasn't much call for that in 1947. And he taught me a lot. I remember he sat me down once and said, son, he said, don't go to any of those really cheap, dirty, nasty, sleazy strip clubs, because if you do, you'll see something you shouldn't. So, of course, I went. And I saw my dad.
Funny guy. You know who's not a funny guy? Steve Perry. Steve Perry showed up for the induction ceremony. Was very gracious. Complimented the new singer. But this happened. Neil Sean had been trying to communicate with him so they could join and maybe he's going to play. But he wasn't getting an answer. And this is what Neil Sean said right to Steve Perry. I've been emailing, and, the only thing you allowed is to go through your attorney, Lee Phillips. Do you ever get my emails? And Steve Perry said, I did. We were correlating, but then I told Lee not to accept them anymore. What? What a jerk. Also, the ultimate question about Rush, since they were inducting Yes. Hey, you guys gonna tour? What's going on? And here's basically what they said. Alex Lifeson said, I don't think we'll be touring anymore. And Geddy Lee said, residency, I like that idea. You know what that means? They're going to be in Vegas.
Rock Gossip, 625 and 825 every morning. 1029 The Whale, Hartford's classic rock.